It's always nice when I can sit here and get to interview someone that I've interviewed before, but someone that I've known personally and professionally. Dr. Richard O'Connor has helped me out several different times, as I especially one time was dealing with depression. And many, many years ago, there was a public session held that had people dealing with depression that showed up with Richard O'Connor. I was one of those people. And so it's always nice to have a friend and someone who helped you out in life as a guest. Richard, it's nice to have you on the air again.
Oh, thank you, Marshall. It's very good to be here.
Well, you know, you have a presentation coming up, a Zoom presentation at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon on November 17th at 7 p.m. And it's Undoing Depression, What Therapy Doesn't Teach You and Medication Can't Give You. And this book is an update on a book that you published years ago, right?
Right. The first edition came out 20 years ago, a little more than that, actually. This is a new, revised third edition.
Now, you know, what's interesting about this is so many people in this country suffer from depression.
Yeah.
And you know what? So many people are afraid to admit that they suffer from depression, and they don't seek help out, and they don't know the warning signs.
Right. Right. And I think it's really our job to help people know what they're facing. When I was director of the Mental Health Center in Lakeville many years ago, we would get four or five new cases a week coming in, and many of those people were aware that their relationships were in trouble. Their job performance was in trouble. They were feeling bad physically. They were losing hope. They were they had no energy. They didn't look forward to the future. But they wouldn't identify that as depression. They just thought that their life was getting awful, and that there was nothing they could do about it. But it's depression. I mean, depression is a complicated condition. It's a mental and physical illness that can come on very suddenly or come on very gradually. And it's quite treatable, but people have to know what they've got in order to get help.
You know, it's one of those diseases where you see it, it affects, it's across the board. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, yellow, red. It doesn't matter if you're male, female, young, or old, or a senior citizen. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. It's one of those diseases that affects everybody. And we sit here as people, and we see famous people who are very successful, and we see and then hear about their stories of depression, and it just seems like people that are battling depression don't realize that there is, I don't call it an answer, but there is a way that they can get out of this depression.
Yeah. Well, it takes some work. It takes some self-discipline. Unfortunately, in this third edition of the book, I have to say that the news about depression has really only gotten worse since the first edition came out. The incidence has really dramatically increased. It's up from about 12% of the population, almost doubled now, to about 25% of the population. And the age of onset has gotten younger and younger, so that the typical age of an onset now is in the teens. The suicide, the worst outcome of depression, has dramatically increased over the past 10 years. Health scientists are calling deaths of despair. That is, deaths due to overdose or cirrhosis or accident of among older, you know, middle-aged, white, non-Latino males and females have increased so much that they've really affected the average life expectancy in the U.S. The life expectancy has really decreased. This is all before COVID. And these people are depressed. Those people who are dying because they're neglecting their own health or abusing substances or whatever, they're depressed and they need to get help. And of course, COVID has just made things dramatically worse.
It's interesting because you talk about depression, and there's direct links to other things, other diseases. And you just mentioned COVID, but we're also coming out of, and I'm gonna put one up that I think that social media I think is a big driver of depression.
Yeah, yeah. Personally, I've gone off Facebook because everyone else seems to be just having a perfectly lovely time on their in their vacation spots in the sunlight, while I'm sitting over my hunched over my laptop in my dark room. it's just depressing. I think the effect on teenagers who are seeing these idealized pictures of what they should look like and then what the kind of life they should be having is really horrible. Yeah, so social media is a big part of the problem.
Now, you also say people's own habits are also a big part of this problem.
I'm sorry?
You also say that people's habits are also a part of this problem.
Yeah. I think depression, I mean, that's the point of undoing depression. People don't realize that depression is something we do. It gets into the way we think, the way we feel, the way we see the world, the way we treat ourselves, the way we treat other people. It affects us across the board, and we have to. Really, the way to out of it is to start to address those habits and start to live more healthfully. But it takes time and practice. Depression is a mind-body disease. These habits do get into the brain. That was the point of my last book, Rewire, about how our experiences get into our brains and physically change our brains. But we can undo those negative changes too, just by practicing healthy behavior, practicing being open and intimate, practicing exercise, practicing taking care of ourselves. Those habits also build up in the brain so that they become easier the more you practice them.
We are speaking with Dr. Richard O'Connor once again on November 17th at 7 p.m. at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, a Zoom event, and that is his latest book, Undoing Depression, What Therapy Doesn't Teach You and Medication Can't Give You. Let's talk about therapy for a second. I know that my instances with you when I was battling this unlock the key where now, if I had a lifetime dog, LJ, that passed away, I was depressed. And I finally, after 2.5 weeks, realized, hey, get out of this. You had great times. You had great times with LJ. You've got great memories. And I was able to bring myself up out of that depression. And as a matter of fact, this was right around the time where COVID broke out. And so I took the time at that time to work on my own physical and health being. I'm now 108. Yeah. I'm 108 pounds lighter. I eat better. I eat a better diet. And you know what? I have a better outlook on life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how just doing the right things can change your outlook on life, really make you feel hopeful and energetic and positive.
Why do you think it is people don't want to face depression or want to hide it instead of treating it like any other disease?
Oh, it's scary. Often people have a first episode of depression accompanied by a lot of anxiety. It can be sort of a breakdown of our defenses. The way we've been living has suddenly backfired on us, and we're flooded with anxiety and fear, and we fear we're losing our minds. These black moods come out of nowhere, suicidal thoughts come out of nowhere, fears of things that we do all the time suddenly overwhelm us. It's a very scary experience. So we try to shut it away. We try to pretend I just need a good night's sleep. I'll be okay. You know, I need a vacation. I'll be okay. We tell ourselves these things, and they don't work.
In the next few minutes, last few minutes, some cues for people out there that are listening that might not even understand that they're in depression. What are some of the warning signs that people might be able to see?
Well, aches and pains that seem to come have no physical cause, a loss of interest in ordinary activities, a feeling of estrangement from others, things that you used to enjoy now bring you no joy, loss of productivity, loss of concentration, loss of ability to focus, irritability, crankiness, turning to drugs or alcohol. All those are warning signs.
And explain to people how, like any other disease, they can get it treated by going and seeing somebody like you or other people.
Yeah. I think, you know, therapy is very effective. We know that therapy is really results in better outcomes than medication does. Part of the reason for writing this book was that the discovery that medication has been really oversold. It's not nearly as effective as people have been taught to believe. The idea that depression is caused by a chemical imbalance in the brain is just wrong. Depression comes from current stress acting on a person who's probably been made vulnerable by adverse childhood experiences. So it takes therapy to really learn how to undo the mental habits that have come with the depression.
I guess what I don't understand is people go to physical therapists, people go to marriage counseling.
Yeah.
It's not the exact same thing, but there are answers out there, and there is help out there.
Right.
And there seems to be a stigma of somebody saying, you know, I'm going to go get therapy for my depression.
Yeah, there is a stigma. I certainly wish there weren't. I've got to say, I think that you know, it's hard to find a good therapist. You don't know what you're getting because we don't really know what makes for good therapy. I think our research priorities are all messed up in this country. We've been emphasizing depression as a brain disease so much that we're not investigating what makes for good therapy and how to teach it and, you know, how to achieve more effective results. And, you know, I mean, that's true. Therapy is a very human experience. I can be very effective with one person, but not so much with the next. People have to be encouraged to kind of shop around for therapists, find somebody you really make an emotional connection with, find somebody you respect who listens to you, who hears you, who understands you, and that can take a lot of effort.
Richard O'Connor, of course, his latest book, Undoing Depression, What Therapy Doesn't Teach You and Medication Can't Give You, completely revised and edited, and it's available now. You can get it at local bookstores. You can also get it at Amazon. After this interview is over, we'll have a link put on so you can go to robinhoodradio.com, click on our on-demand section, click on the interview section, then click on the interview with Richard O'Connor, and we have links where you can purchase this and links where you can get more information. Once again, Richard, will be November 17th, Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, 7 p.m., Undoing Depression. Richard, it's been great to speak to you, and I hope people take heed and attend this Zoom session.
Thanks, Marshall. It's good to speak to you, too, and glad to have the opportunity to reach out to people.